Hey, Papa Colin, are you making up a story for us? All right, a story with a fly and a beetle. There was once a fly who was called Ernestine. She was flying from cake to cake, from leg to leg, from arm to arm, avoiding all the tippets and other fly traps. Every day she annoyed her world, at least three times a day, otherwise she was not satisfied. Outside, there was Anatole the beetle. Anatole was rather hardworking. He recycled cow dung by eating them. Ah, yuck, Papa Kalin. That's really disgusting. Yes, I know. For us, it's not very pleasant to imagine. But for them, it's as if we sat down to a good meal. In addition, it is useful because it allows to clean the soil, air it, and fertilize it. It's still better than having to clean the meadow by hand. I didn't know. Well then, it's okay. So, Anatole was hard working, because it was necessary to find cow dung, cut it into small pieces, and bring it home to feed the family. The fly, on the other hand, pecked left and right what it found, and left a small black dot instead. This small black dot was her own dejection. Humans were forced to take a damp sponge to clean these small blackheads. It goes without saying that humans didn't really like the fly. It tickled them, came to make noise just when there was a moment of silence, or it was time for a nap, left its poops everywhere, and ate everything they forgot to put away, even went to take a bath in their glass of water or orange juice. They had indeed installed glue ribbons so that she would find herself trapped there, bottles cut in half with sugar water at the bottom to attract her and prevent her from leaving, even a lamp that was supposed to attract her and grill her, but nothing helped. She always found a way to escape from these traps. It must be said that Ernestine was very clever and had more than one trick up her sleeve. Meanwhile, Anatole was rolling, tirelessly, his bits of dung. He had to avoid the birds that wanted to eat him, the hooves of the cows and the wheels of the tractor that risked crushing him. The life of a dung-cleaning beetle was not quite restful. Next to Anatole's house, there was a huge vertical and white thing. Once, at dawn, he had spread his little wings to see if we could go around them. It took him long minutes, and he had to make many stops because it was so long and tiring. So, returning home, he rested all morning of this exhausting journey. He had seen giant things that moved, made noise and lots of movements, but he didn't see very well what it could be used for. One day, while one of the windows of the house was open, Ernestine decided to go out and take some countryside air. She flew outside and remembered all the sensations of her youth, the intoxication of speed, the pleasure of loops and other acrobatics. She also remembered the dangers when she saw a bird darting at her to try to swallow her. Fortunately, she had not lost her reflexes, and the beak of the bird closed on the void. Came the time to go home and enjoy the benefits of city life, where everything is at hand, and where you just have to furrow a little to find to forage, without worrying about how it was produced. She easily found the way back to the house, but the window was closed. She went around to find another opening, but the same thing. Everything was closed. She did it again, and started to panic. How was she going to survive outside? She was going to be cold, but what did she think of wanting to go for a fly in the countryside?
Shh, Papa Kalan tells the story.
After three turns, she resigned herself and landed down near the grass. She began to moan, then to cry. Anatole, who was on the way home with his trash, heard a strange complaint, then tears. He inclined his ear to see where it came from, then took flight to join the source of tears.
Hey, but what have you got, little fly?
I live here, but they closed the windows and I can't go in.
Do you live in this huge white thing?
Yes, it's called a house.
Ah, I didn't know that insects could live there. We have our house in the grass over there, a little further.
Some insects can inhabit it, but humans generally hunt us. They don't like small beasts that crawl, fly, or walk.
So you're stuck outside then?
Yes, that's it. And I don't know what to do. All my things are in the house. I never spend a night outside.
Then come to the house. You will tell us about your life in the house, and you will be able to sleep warm and protected.
Are you sure?
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Ernestine followed Anatole to his house. He had first gone to retrieve his dung. The fly had asked him what it was and had taken an air of disgust when he had explained to her.
She had always eaten sweet, fatty, or salty dishes, never excrements, although her constitution was made for. Arrived at Anatole's place, he introduced her to his whole family, and they told each other long stories all night. Ernestine was not afraid at all and slept well in the warmth. The next day, they said goodbye, and Ernestine returned to the house through an open window. Now, Ernestine regularly came to see Anatole and his family, but never the other way around. It was too dangerous for them. And there you have it, the story of the fly and the beetle. See you soon! Thank you, Papa Kaylin.